welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. The phone lines are currently open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, so let's talk about war propaganda. We know that during the run-up to the Iraq War, the big selling point was weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. They've got weapons of mass destruction. They can destroy us with 45 minutes warning. And Colin Powell went up to the United Nations with his little glass vial of talcum powder. That's what he actually had in there. And said, this is anthrax. This is what they're going to use on us. And he had these drawings of mobile biological weapons laboratories. And the drawings were basically cobbled together loosely based on photos of these trailer things that they'd found in Iraq. They're mobile biological weapons laboratories. And then it turned out they were balloon inflators for weather balloons, hydrogen generators. That's it. That's all they were. And we knew about it. Our government knew about it because Iraq did not build them. They bought them from Great Britain. So it was known what these devices were. They simply lied to you. And this latest computer graphic illustration, they're thinking that if it's a computer graphic, you'll say, ooh, I believe it because they used a computer on it. Just like they try with the global warming. Oh, yes, the world is getting warmer. They used a computer on it. It must be true. Isn't it insulting how stupid the government seems to think that you are? So anyway, they're back to doing that. It's another Colin Powell movement, and they're desperate to get a war going, which is why, frankly, I would not be in Chicago with all that's going on over there. And by the way, apparently they're already seeing drones in the skies over Chicago. They've already got the robotic drones. Everybody's out there playing with their new toys and their new hardware. They're going to have sound cannons out there broadcasting reminders to the public to stay safe at several decibels above the threshold of pain, which will basically preclude the media from conducting any interviews with any protesters. Because they can put the microphone right in the face of the person they're interviewing, and if there's an LRAD right next to them saying, attention, protesters, stay on the sidewalk, over and over again, you can't get an interview. That's what they're doing with these things. Anyway, again, we're seeing divisions within Israel's government regarding a war with Iran. Former Shin Bet intelligence chief Yuval Diskin is basically saying, yeah, the government of Israel is lying about Iran. Gee, you think? Meanwhile, Ehud Barak is heading to the United States for talks about the Iron Dome funding. Now, I don't know why he needs to talk about it. Congress has already passed the bill saying, yeah, we'll pay for whatever Israel needs to maintain military superiority in the region. The American taxpayer will cover the losses. Never mind that we've got children who are running out of food stamp money before the end of the month. Never mind that in 2010 we had 8,600,000 seniors missing meals. Nothing is too good for our friends in Israel, and we'll just have to tell those pesky starving Americans to shut the heck up, or they're filthy anti-Semites. Personally, I think Ehud Barak is coming on over here to coordinate whatever it is they're going to do to try and sell this war with Iran that they're so desperate to start. We don't know what it's going to be, but they're not going to get the war with Iran without a really big bang someplace. And NATO makes a really good target, so does the upcoming, I think it's the G8 or G20 that they're putting together over there. Or maybe the Republican convention. It's a good way to get rid of Ron Paul. But they're going to have to do something. The Golden Gate Bridge is ready for replacement. Let's do that. That's always been a really good target for a terrorist attack. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. They're going to have to do something. They're desperate for the war. Because if they don't get the war, Europe's collapse is going to take down the U.S. Federal Reserve, U.S. government with it. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the situation with Israel, the Israeli court has just passed a ruling saying that only Jews may be allowed to have Israeli citizenship. And non-Jews, even those born and raised in Israel, can no longer claim Israeli citizenship. And people who merely adopt the Jewish religion will not be allowed to be citizens of Israel. Not that they're being racist or anything tacky like that. And of course, you're a filthy anti-Semite if you say that they are. But Israel is now a racially biased state. You're not even allowed to be a citizen unless you're of the Jewish race. Not religion. Not by birth. You have to be of the Jewish race. And we claim this is the only democracy in the Middle East. By the way, interestingly enough, on a global index of nations regarding their democratic processes, Iran actually scored very high. Surprise, surprise, they have democracy over there in Iran. Meanwhile, down in Syria, the agents provocateurs, the coup d'etat, have gotten another influx of weapons, coordinated by the United States and funded by various other Middle Eastern parties. So it's no longer any pretense that this is a popular uprising or a continuation of the Arab Spring. It is a coup d'etat. It is an overthrow. It is an invasion from within. China is starting to rattle their sabers a little tiny bit. They're talking with Australia saying, you can either have us as your security partner here in the Pacific or the United States of America. You cannot have both. You cannot go on juggling back and forth between the two of us. You're going to have to make up your mind. And I think Australia might just say, yeah, you know, we get a lot of good stuff from China. They still know how to make things. The United States does not. And I think a good example of that would go back to the F-22 Raptor. Most expensive military aircraft in the world, in all of history. And now, because they cannot fix the oxygen system that is asphyxiating its pilots and has reportedly killed at least one of them by suffocating them at altitude, they're now restricted in their flying. They've never served in combat. They've got some of them over there in a forward base to wave at Iran to say, ooh, see, Raptor's coming for you if you don't do what we tell you. But apparently the new restrictions on the plane, they're not allowed to fly too high or too far. So in case the pilots all of a sudden find they're not able to breathe, they can get back and land safely. Wonderful solution to the problem. Wonderful design aircraft. How much did these things cost us again? Talk about war being a racket. To quote from Major Smedley Butler. And if you have not read his speech about war being a racket, you need to. This was a very highly decorated Marine officer. And he just came out and said, yeah, it's just a racket. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera has found another example of anti-Islamic propaganda being taught to U.S. military officers. And we're making a distinction here. We're not talking about course materials that say about terrorism and all the rest of it. We're saying that Islam as a whole, Muslims are bad, Muslims are evil, is coming out there. And apparently there's this senior U.S. military officers are attending a class called Understanding the Threat to America. And this course basically is teaching that Muslims have infiltrated the U.S. government at the highest levels, like Israel and, you know, AIPAC have not already done that. Are U.S. military officers really that blind? It's amazing here. Now, I want to talk about this George Zimmerman case. It's all over the media again here today that apparently medical reports are saying George Zimmerman was right and Trayvon Martin was wrong because apparently Trayvon Martin looked like he'd been in a fight. Well, okay, but that doesn't say who attacked who first. It really doesn't. But they're trying to say, oh, yeah, see, Trayvon Martin, he looked like he'd been in a fight. Therefore, he must have attacked George Zimmerman. We don't know that. If you evaluate the evidence on both sides, they were in a fight. That's all that you can say. But you don't know who started. And remember, Zimmerman was told by the police, don't follow this guy anymore. And he went ahead and he did it anyway. So they're trying to fan this one back up as a big controversy. And it's got nothing to do with George Zimmerman. It's got nothing to do with Trayvon Martin. What this means, the fact that they're waving this all over the media, is it means that the ploy for gay marriage didn't get any traction for Obama. So now he's going to go back to race. We're fanning the race issue. Zimmerman and Martin, see, it proves race relations need work, and I am the black president, and blah, 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 blah. They're going to go on trying to find anything that they can bamboozle you with so you are not thinking about the economy, which is crashing, and the war, which they're getting ready to really ramp up into full tilt boogie afterburner nuclear global Armageddon so that you're not thinking about the economy. Little side note here. I've been sort of ragging on Sacha Baron Cohen for his movies, which are basically just blatant ethnic humor, very, very insulting. And, you know, I was talking about him the other day in the context of this comedian in Montreal who was canceled because Jewish groups are saying, oh, he's an anti-Semite. You can never have him on stage. He's an anti-Semite. And yet, Sacha Cohen's movies are very insulting to certain ethnic groups, and his new one, The Dictator, is insulting to, you know, Arabs and Muslims by portraying them in a very, very negative light. And it seems like there's a very obvious double standard. And he's been getting a lot of press coverage for this latest movie, The Dictator. It was on The Daily Show. We're seeing all these obviously manufactured news stories about, is it right for a white man to play Middle Eastern dictators? And is it unfair stereotyping of Arab Muslims? And it's all manufactured propaganda. It's a sales pitch. They're trying to rely on the banned in Boston effect. We're going to say this movie is controversial so that people will go see and what all the fuss is about. And then when you see the movie, you will realize that all the fuss was about suckering you out of the price of a movie ticket. For a very, very lame movie. Why does he get all the support? It turns out that Sacha Baron Cohen's father is the president of the B'nai B'rith in Great Britain. He was a Hillel dictator. He's very high up in the Israeli political infrastructure. It's sort of like Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, and it turned out he's actually named Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of a founding member of the ADL. It's just more of the, yeah, we're going to set up our people and we're going to promote them and we're going to use them to propagandize the world. And nobody can be critical of them. Anyway. All right. I have another story to talk about. By the way, Dan in the control room mentioned that War is a Racket is actually a book by Major General Smedley Butler. And it is definitely worth the read. I've read excerpts from it all over the net. And it is. It's by somebody who was there. And isn't it interesting how the people who've actually had to fight the wars are the most truthful about what it really means? It's like President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the supreme Allied commander in World War II in Europe and became one of the most anti-war presidents we ever had. And now we have a government made up of people who somehow managed to evade the draft in Vietnam, and they all think war is cool. As long as somebody else's kid is dying in it. They think war is great. Yeah, it's fun. I see it on TV. I could watch that CNN replay over and over and over again. So. Anyway, here in Hawaii, down on the Big Island, they just arrested a retired Los Angeles Police Department detective. And they've arrested him for the murder of his wife 6 years ago. Now, I mention this story not to badmouth Hawaii, which is already suffering enough under the TSA, but to simply underscore a fact I've been making for the last couple of days. Police officers are just people. They happen to be people who like having guns and pushing other people around, beating them to death like they did in Fullerton. And it's silly to assume that they will not commit the same kind of crimes that the rest of us do. I mean, I remember when the entire Hollywood division of the LAPD was busted for running a two-order burglary ring. You know, when I was going to school at Cal State Fullerton, the best drug source in the area was this California Highway Patrolman, was selling the stuff right out of the back of his police cruiser. Confiscated from the druggies, then he'd sell it to the college kids. And then he took his money, retired from the LAPD, and opened up a Radio Shack. So who says crime doesn't pay? So the point I'm making is they're talking about this Mississippi highway killer, and they're saying, oh, it's got to be somebody pretending to be a cop. Why would you assume that? Why would you think that maybe it isn't a cop who's just gone around the bend from all the stuff that's going on there? Anyway, the Board of Education, I think this is down in Florida, became alarmed over the fact that students are not scoring very high on what's called the FCAT writing exam. So what did the state of Florida do? Did they say, we've got to get the teachers more money and more support and more supplies to train our students to pass the FCAT? No, they just lowered the threshold for a passing grade. And that, I think, says a lot about the deterioration of our society and our educational standards. They're not even checking spelling errors anymore because they don't want to harm the self-esteem of the students. We're becoming a nation of morons with high self-esteem. And I don't think you can run a nation that way. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And my brother just sent me this this location from Google Mapping. I'll put it up after the show is over. But basically, the Fiat people in Europe have started following around the Google Street View car. And every time they come to a car manufacturing factory or a car dealership, they'll park a Fiat right where it has to be filmed by the Google car. And we're looking at like the headquarters of Volkswagen, and there's a Fiat parked right there in front of the building. And it's subtle, but kind of a way of little good-natured competition going there. Now then, for those of you who are astronomy buffs, such as myself, there is going to be a partial solar eclipse visible from the United States, and certainly from here in Hawaii on Sunday. We'll be looking at that. Apparently we had another near brush with an asteroid coming by our planet. And I know everybody likes to look at these things, but if we actually saw one coming in, what would we do about it? It's kind of an interesting philosophical question. If you're at a party this coming Memorial Day weekend and you're sitting around saying, well, you know, let's see, everybody's always talking about these asteroids that are out there, and if a big one was going to come in and just whack the planet and there wasn't anything we could do about it, would you want to know about it ahead of time? Or would you just rather be caught completely by surprise? And that's kind of an interesting question. You know, do you want to sit there and fret, oh, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die, you know, basically go out and do all the things you're not allowed to do. You know, didn't the doctor say you can't have all that cholesterol? It doesn't matter now. Now, apparently, some more data is starting to come in from satellites regarding the global temperature and the global climate. And again, there is no hockey stick. Live webcams in Austria showing more global warming. Actually, it's a major snowstorm over there. Germany's getting hit with snowstorms this week. And I mention that because, remember, the carbon Nazis 10 years ago were saying snow will be a thing of the past. Al Gore was saying that back in 2009. And here we are. You know, we're in the middle of May. We're almost to June, and they're getting snow all over the place. The Arctic sea ice this last winter was the largest it's been since they started taking measurements. And, of course, now the carbon Nazis are saying, did we say global warming? We didn't mean, we meant climate change is the bad thing, and it's all your fault. No, it isn't our fault. The climate is supposed to change. It's always changed. It always will. It always has. Long before there were humans and long after there will be humans, the climate will change. It's just the nature of the dynamics of the solar system, the planet, the sun. It is never, ever, ever going to stay exactly the same at some arbitrarily defined idea of what is perfection. And just a little point, you know, regarding the arrogance of some of the carbon Nazis, because what may seem like a perfect climate for them where they live might be seriously inconveniencing to people in other parts of the world. It is this idea that we can reshape the world to some arbitrary ideal that is the abomination and the unnatural, artificial, abstract. All righty, let's see. Here's an interesting little story. I love this one. Apparently in Kentucky, two men decided they were going to rob an internet cafe, and while they were casing the place, as it were, waiting for an opportunity, one of them logged into Facebook to check his messages and everything, and then when they went to rob the internet cafe and left, forgot to log out. So, and it's just amazing here. And apparently there was another situation where a guy had taken a picture of himself siphoning a police officer's car for gasoline and posted that on the Facebook. So, of course, yeah, they caught up with him. Just amazing stuff here. Now, on a little more serious note regarding videos and being posted, apparently the New York Police Department got caught lying about Occupy Wall Street. And they had charged some of these protesters with disorderly conduct and arrested them all and were going to try and sentence them to prison. But somebody had a concealed video camera, and they shot a video of it showing that the Occupy Wall Street protesters were very peaceful and orderly, and they were where they were supposed to be, and they were not causing a ruckus. And the cops just waded into them and created a ruckus and said, well, you're all disorderly. We're going to arrest you. And so the cops got caught lying again. And it underscores the story that we talked about yesterday, where more and more documentation is surfacing that the repression, the oppression of the Occupy Wall Street movement is part of a national campaign, deliberate, contrived, and organized by Washington, D.C. and Wall Street to disrupt and infiltrate the Occupy movement. Same dirty tricks they were playing against the Vietnam movement in the 1960s or against the early feminists or against the Native Americans or against the civil rights movement. Dirty tricks galore. Hiring people to stand in there with signs about communism and socialism and bring back, you know, Marx and Lenin, which I don't know, Groucho Marx and John Lennon, for all I know. The people out there doing the things that make Occupy look bad are paid to be there. They're undercover informants. And by the way, if you're a college student, every college campus in America has undercover FBI on the campus watching you. It's usually the smelly kid with the dynamite trying to talk you into blowing something up. That's your FBI informant right there. They go home at night and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Phone lines are empty, 800-313-9443. Call in and join in the fun.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
War is not holy. It never has been. It's just part of the lies, part of the illusion. Yes, go out and smite those people over there and bring their wealth back to me. And if you die, you will go to Elysium or Valhalla or one of those places that you want to go to, from which you will not be able to come back and complain to me that it really didn't work out the way you said. 42 raisins? What the heck is this? We're 42 Virginians. Anyway, I digress. Getting back onto the serious situation of stinky badges, we're going to be talking about this a little bit. There has been another case where police officers went completely out of control. This is in Pasadena, where there was a 911 call placed by a local store owner, Oscar Carrillo. And Carrillo told the dispatchers he was the victim of a robbery, and claimed that two armed men stole his backpack. And they stopped a suspect, a college student, a guy by the name of McDade, who reached toward his waistband, presumably to get his ID. And the police officers shot him 7 times. And then as he lay on the ground bleeding to death, they put handcuffs on him. And it turned out that Carrillo had sort of fibbed about the gun. And the cops have a disturbing tendency to shoot first and ask questions later in this country. And a big part of that has to do with the police department's predilection for recruiting returning veterans into the police force. And I'm all for giving our returning veterans jobs. But when you consider what they are brainwashed to doing in the war zones of shoot first and ask questions later, it starts happening here on the streets of America. And I think that needs to stop. Now, down in Texas, there's been another case where somebody named Carlos murdered Wanda Lopez. Now, Carlos Hernandez was the guy who actually committed the murder, and he confessed to it. But the sovereign state of Texas arrested another Carlos, Carlos de Luna. They gave him a court-appointed attorney who was incompetent. And even though Carlos de Luna didn't look anything like Carlos Hernandez, and even though Carlos Hernandez had confessed to the murder, they convicted Carlos de Luna and they executed him. This is why, all jokes about vote fraud and computer hackers aside, I cannot support the death penalty. Because the system makes mistakes. It fries innocent people. And until we can restore life to those from whom it is wrongfully taken, we should not be taking it in the first place. I was watching an old Ron White comedy special where he talks about how his state, Texas, put in an express lane to the death house. Doesn't seem quite so funny anymore. If the state wrongfully executes somebody, it's a first-degree murder. Period, end of story. All right, we got a caller on the line. Russ in Arizona. Aloha, Russ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple things, Mike. First of all, I love your show, and I try to catch it as much as I can. Are you you're not putting it on your website every day? I'd like to get all of it if I could.
Well, you can get it from republicbroadcasting.org. They make a free podcast available for 24 hours after each show is over, and that's always been there.
So, well, are you going to put it on? You're not going to put it on what really happened every day from now on?
Yeah, it is. I'll just make the link a little bit bigger, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, appreciate it. Secondly, this bill that was just recently passed by a lopsided number of 411-2 in the House, the United States-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012. Have you mentioned that yet?
Oh, we've talked about it quite a bit. And we talked about one of the two who voted against it, of course, was Ron Paul. And it's basically, it's a blank check.
Yeah.
For Israel to just say, oh, we need these weapons to save us from the evil Muslims, and the American taxpayers are on the hook for it. At a time when American men, women, and children are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters, the government is taking our tax money and sending it over to Israel in greater and greater amounts. I want to know when we got conquered by Israel to where we became one of their provinces like ancient Rome.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, it is just unbelievable, the control that who rules America that these people have.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So, okay, Mike, thanks a lot. I really, really appreciate your show. Keep up the great work, and I tell everybody about your show.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and keep spreading the word. I really, really do appreciate it. And do mention the fact that after June 4th, we are moving to 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We're already trying to line up some new additional guests to help fill in the time there for the new show. Okay.
And if you could put your show on your website every day, I know a lot of people would really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. I mean, there is a link to the podcast, but I'll put it up really big. I'll put flashing lights on it and a little movie teaser and everything to be able to find it.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. Now then, Indiana man who spent 25 years with the FBI has been charged with distributing and possessing child pornography. Bunch of sickos over there in the FBI. And it underscores another situation, that all of this brouhaha about child porn may in fact be another one of these government-contrived crises to justify more controls over the Internet. And I remember years and years ago when the Internet still had something called Usenet, which was a news article sharing system. And they had all these different news groups, and some of them were oriented to adult topics, but there were other groups for hobbyists like Black Powder Shooters And there was a recipes group, and I subscribed to the ancient recipes group because I had this curiosity about, you know, what did they eat in ancient Rome and that kind of stuff like that. Stamp collecting, just beautiful images people had put together with their cameras and their Photoshop, all kinds of stuff like that. It was really rather pretty. And then all of a sudden, I remember very clearly one day, really gross, disgusting pornography was appearing in every single Usenet news group. You know, the kittens are fluffy news group. The Indiana is fun to visit on summer vacation news group. The cooking groups, the photography groups, everywhere. And the people in these groups kept telling these posters, you know, there is a whole area set aside for this kind of stuff. Please take it over there. And the people who were doing the posting say, I have a First Amendment right to put this picture of naked women and farm animals in this recipes group. And it was really obvious that they were just trying to force their way into this. So we did a little digging, and we traced all of these posters back to government and military servers. And I remember at the time commenting to the Usenet community, I said, we're being set up. Somebody in the government is going to stand up and say, we have got to curb the scourge of online porn and bring government control to this new electronic frontier. And sure enough, guy by the name of Exxon got up in Congress with his blue book, little blue binder, containing exactly the same pictures that we'd been seeing being planted all over the net, and he called for the Exxon Amendment for Internet Control. And as soon as it was all over and he'd done his speech, fine, like a switch had been turned off. The porn flood completely stopped and went away. That's how the government plays these games. So we've been hearing about all this child porn this and child porn that, and I'm not saying that there aren't some very sick, twisted people out there like this FBI agent. But looking at how often the FBI has been caught setting up people to be terrorists, how many people convicted of child porn were set up by the FBI? Remember how they set up up at Ruby Ridge, and I'm blanking on the guy's name, and I should, Randy Weaver. Remember how the FBI set him up? FBI informant goes over to Randy and says, I need you to saw the barrel off this shotgun, and he had a mark on the barrel. And the mark on the barrel was just an eighth of an inch inside the limit for what legally constitutes a sawed-off shotgun. And Randy Weaver, not knowing the guy was an informant, didn't bother with his tape measure and sawed the thing off with his hacksaw. And at that point, the government says, aha, we caught you making a sawed-off shotgun. But we won't throw you in jail as long as you will start informing on all your friends and neighbors. And Randy Weaver said, no, I'm not going to do that. And things went from bad to worse after that, leading to that whole Ruby Ridge situation. But that's how the government sets people up. They commit a crime. I have to wonder how often the FBI will be sending out porn to some poor sucker of a very young lady. And, you know, you can't really tell if it's 17 or 18. Remember Tracy Lord, the porn? Well, maybe probably you don't remember Tracy Lord. Porn star, very popular, turned out to have been underage when she was making her porn movies. You know, she was making them, but not legally old enough to see them. You know, big stink about that whole situation. The government loves to play these kind of entrapment games, whether you're, you know, being entrapped for being a terrorist or child porn or who knows what the heck it is. But it's how they play the game, and they get you and say, yes, we can now send you to jail unless you do what we tell you, and that means spy on your friends and neighbors. That's how they recruit some of their undercover informants on the college campuses. They catch them with a marijuana cigarette. Say, aha, you will go to jail and lose your scholarship and the rest of it, unless you become a spy for the state. So, anyway. All right, well, I'm looking at the stock market, and the PPT is fighting a valiant effort to try and keep the Dow in the green as we race down toward the closing bell. And the NASDAQ and the S&P, I think, are unrecoverable at this point, but they're still fighting the Dow. They want to be able to say the Dow ended in positive territory, even if it's only by a single number. But it's very, very obvious there was a huge upshove at the beginning, and it's been sliding down ever since. And again, nobody's going to believe the stock market is doing well with all the bad things that have been going on. So. Now, there's another interesting little story starting to break here. We talked about this the other day, where the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, during the early part of Obama's 2008 campaign, Jeremiah Wright came out and said that maybe 9/11 was, you know, the United States had deserved it for all of its wars that, you know, on behalf of Israel in the Middle East. And, of course, that provoked a very negative reaction in the corporate media. And now it's come out that apparently the Obama campaign actually donated, polite word for it, a large sum of money to Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church to get him to shut the heck up and not talk to the media until after Obama could win the White House. Now it has come out. Apparently there's a report in WorldNet Daily where the Obama campaign donated a six-figure amount of money. We don't know exactly how much it is, but six figures to Jesse Jackson, rather, to get him to stop talking about certain things that were embarrassing to Obama. A lot of payoffs, a lot of bribes coming out there. A lot of bribes. All righty, let's see. Talking about apparently at the J.P. Morgan Chase shareholder meeting taking place in Tampa, there's a protest against their CEO, along with the lawsuits for the losses of the $2 billion here. Now, a lot of people have written me, and I've commented on this myself, about how Obama seems to be brushing up against being a personality cult rather than merely the president. And a lot of people were saying that because he seems intent on putting his face on everything when it's even when it's inappropriate. And he's under some criticism right now because apparently on the online biographies of all the ex-presidents, there's inevitably a slug about Obama and what he thinks about it and what his policies are going to be. And it's blatant campaigning, and it seems inappropriate. It's like going into a museum and pasting stickers with your name on it on all the paintings to say, I like this or I don't like this, and nobody really cares. I remember not too long ago there was a big stink where one of the Democratic state committees had ordered these American flags, the red, white, and blue. And the red and white part were the bars, the 13 bars that we're all familiar with. But in the blue field, instead of 50 white stars, it was Obama's famous silhouette picture. And they were flying them on the flagpoles. And that, of course, that is very inappropriate. Because our nation is not based on a personality cult and the image of the leader staring at us from every wall, like you see in so many other countries. We're supposed to be a nation of rules and laws. And the president is at best a temporary custodian of our nation's sovereignty, along with the United States Congress. And so this kind of personalization, and a lot of people are saying, it is becoming very obvious that Obama's image of himself, and yes, he's the president, but you got to remember, the presidency is an office, and it's a temporary one. And apparently his face is a little more prominent on the official U.S. government websites than a lot of people are comfortable with. So we're going to look at that one. Over at the IIF, basically Charles Dallara has come out with a statement saying that Greece's impending and inevitable exit from the European Union is going to produce results somewhere between catastrophic and Armageddon. And he's absolutely right. And the issue is going to be, again, all of Europe's banks are linked into Greece's failure. I think that's the reason why Germany's government wanted to get some tabs on where their gold bullion was. And I'm sure by now the German parliament is very nervous over the German central bank saying, no, you don't need to look over there. We trust us, the gold is... We wouldn't lie to you. We're bankers. So, apparently over in Tampa, the city council is getting ready to declare the Republican National Committee event zone, which is another fancy name for the red zone, where they're simply going to block off everything because they can't have any protesters. They're going to do the same thing in Tampa they did up in New York. If you're not there to bow down and worship the anointed one, you're going to be picked up, taken off to some cages somewhere in a warehouse. And then afterwards they'll apologize and say, yes, we violated your First Amendment rights. We're really sorry. We feel really bad about it. But they're going to do that one. J.P. Morgan apparently looks like they're trying to get out of their silver positions here, so that's probably going to have some temporary negative on the metals prices. And by the way, the financial industries as a whole, the banks, the investment companies, they're still trying to keep the metals prices down. And that may tie in with this whole question about just how much gold is still in the New York Federal Reserve. because somebody somewhere has been able to get hold of enough metal to dump on the market to keep gold prices down, to keep people from deserting the equities market for metals investment. But at some point, they're going to start running out. And if any more of those tungsten bars start showing up, it's going to be a real mess. And meanwhile, a lot of people who think they're buying silver and gold, they're buying these paper certificates, those are being oversold as well. And there's a lot of unsupported positions, these gold and silver brokerages that are dealing with these paper products. So you got to be very, very, very careful about them. It's just, you start looking at all this criminality taking place. And you begin to realize this claim that in 2008, the U.S. government needed to stop any investigation of Wall Street to protect its trustworthiness. I think the trustworthiness is already gone. What they were protecting is that once they start looking at some of the crimes, it'll all turn out to have been criminal right from the start. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And there's a lot of military hardware flying overhead right now. They're probably showing off for the crew of the USS Carl Vinson, the aircraft carrier pulled into Pearl Harbor yesterday afternoon. And I imagine they're whooping it up down there in Waikiki right now. And for those of you who don't remember, this is the aircraft carrier that became famous for dropping the body of an old dead guy into the ocean that President Obama insisted was bin Laden, and that's their claim to fame. But they're in our harbor right now, and the sailors are having a good time, we hope. And I wonder if they had to get their crotches grabbed in order to come in here on that ship. Probably not. Probably not. Over in Arizona, apparently Governor Brewer is signing this bill banning contraception in certain circumstances into law in Arizona. And he's not doing it because he cares about contraception or women or anything like that. The gay marriage issue didn't take any traction. Trying to fan up race with the Zimmerman case hasn't taken any traction. So sure enough, and I told you they were going to do this, now they're going to make abortion the issue for the upcoming November elections. They're desperate for something to talk about that isn't the wars and isn't the economy. And they're not going to have any choice but to talk about the economy, you know, very, very shortly. I think we're on the verge of a major, major collapse. Meanwhile, NBC may be on the urge of bankruptcy itself. They've had a tremendous string of flop TV shows. And advertisers are deserting them, and they're not doing very well at all, and they're trying to find somebody to blame. Oh, it's internet piracy, it's DVRs, it's this, it's that. No, it isn't. It's because Hollywood decided to go politically correct, and anybody who challenged the orthodox revealed wisdom of the state of the world was kicked out of the industry. And they went through the same thing during the McCarthy era, and the most creative writers and producers and directors were banned from Hollywood because they dared to have independent thoughts. And Hollywood's products suffered because of it. And the same thing is happening all over again. It's the new McCarthyism. I have an article about it on my website. You can find it. You can read it and see about what's going on. But yeah, NBC might be in trouble. The Peacock is not looking too well at all. Department of Justice has come down hard regarding this lawsuit regarding the Baltimore Police Department. Stopped somebody from filming an arrest, confiscated and destroyed the memory card of the camera. The photographer has sued for damages, and the Department of Justice is saying he's right. You don't have a right to stop people from taking video and picture of events that happens out in the public. And I say this, it's very important, because we're coming up on a period of mass demonstrations against authority. And you need to have your cameras, and you need to know that you do have a constitutional right to photograph and video the police doing bad things. That's what saved them in the Occupy case in New York. If they hadn't had the video, these guys would be in jail for something they didn't do. Meanwhile, in Chicago, there was an incident where President Obama's Chicago campaign headquarters was sort of stormed into by protesters who created a ruckus, and they're saying, oh, my goodness, this is how desperate it's getting. Turns out the guy leading the ruckus is an associate of Obama. It's a false flag. They caught him dead to rights. It's going to get dirtier from here on out. It's going to be an interesting next few months. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Public Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support Republic Broadcasting, and Aloha America.